to Learning by Proxy with Vivek Srinivasan. One drug produced by a pharmaceutical manufacturing company has had such an outsized influence that the company is larger than the country that it is residing in. Hi, this week I'm going to be talking about Novo Nordisk. Denmark is a small Scandinavian country that exists on the northernmost fringes of the mainland Europe. It has a population of less than 6 million people, mainly known for its energy and agriculture business. They are the pioneers in wind energy. And lately they've been known for their pharmaceutical business. Back in the 1910s, there were a lot of scientists that were beginning to take interest and started working heavily on diabetes. There was research that was happening on both sides of the Atlantic, and it was a scientist in Canada who discovered insulin. The production of insulin started in Denmark and Austria. Shows you how different the world was. Imagine an invention today coming about in US and then being commercialized in Europe first and not in the US first. But those were different days. This was pre-World Wars. Nordisk Insulin Laboratorium was set up in 1923, and they were one of the first manufacturers of insulin in the world. This company went through two world wars and came out the other side. And you know, diabetes was still not such a huge issue back in the 50s and 60s. Companies such as Kellogg's were just getting started with vilifying fat and making diabetes a full-blown epidemic that it is today. In 1986, Nordisk was acquired by another company called Novo Industry, and Novo Nordisk Pharmatech was born. Insulin has played a very central role in the success of this company over the last 50 years. They are one of the largest producers of insulin, and between Novo Nordisk, Eli Lilly and Sanofi, almost 90% of the global insulin supply is produced. Being one of the largest manufacturers of insulin also means that the company keeps experimenting with other formulations, other ways, as the types of diabetes have also evolved, your type 1, type 2 diabetes. And different types of diabetes require different types of intervention. And one of those experiments resulted in the creation of this molecule called semaglutide. Now, what does semaglutide do? Semaglutide helps you lose weight because it makes you eat less and feel fuller. How does it do it? It does this by targeting an area of your brain called GLP-1 receptors, and it regulates your appetite and how much you want to eat. By targeting this particular area of your brain, it mimics the natural hormone incretin, which primarily makes you feel full and therefore stops you from eating a lot and causes weight loss. So here is a drug that is directly attacking your brain, not attacking your digestive system. It's attacking your brain and making you feel that you are full. The product is being marketed under the name of Wegovy and Ozempic. It shot to fame because a lot of Hollywood celebrities were using it, but also Jimmy Kimmel mentioned it on one of his shows, and that really made the drug go viral. Thanks to the booming demand, Wegovy, the Danish business, last week became Europe's biggest company by stock value, overtaking the previous holder of the title LVMH. And Novo Nordisk has a current stock market valuation of $340 billion, which is in excess of $323 billion, which is the GDP of Denmark, where the company is based out of. So, the success of this one drug has catapulted Denmark into the big leagues. It has changed the way their economy works. In fact, Denmark did not go into a recession. They did not see a contraction of their economy, thanks to Novo Nordisk, which propped up their economy because of the huge demand that it is seeing for this one drug. And like all good drugs, all good businesses, this is a drug that becomes a lifelong affair. So one of the consequences of stopping this drug is you put back on all the weight that you lost while you were on the drug. So in startup speak, this is a high retention product where the business can absorb a high cost for customer acquisition because the lifetime value of the customer is quite high. In other words, this is a product that will drive revenue for you forever once you put a customer on it. It's like a lifelong drug. And therefore, you can spend as much as you want on marketing to get this customer, because no matter how much you spend, you will recover it over their lifetime. Now, this has caused great jubilation in Denmark, but on the other side, Morgan Stanley is worried. They're worried because they feel that food manufacturers will have to tighten their belt and look at a possible decline in sales in food, especially ultra-processed food. So they expect confectionery, sugary drinks, baked goods, etc. to fall in sales as a result of this drug because people are not eating all that much anymore. Why would they buy it? Insulin manufacturers are killing the food industry, but calling it food is a joke. The insulin mechanism in the body is very, very complicated. As I mentioned it in the blogs that I posted over the weekend, the way the body regulates insulin causes us to become fat. The way the body regulates insulin depends on how your intestine is feeling, how your intestine is perceiving food. And given that this drug was just developed in 2012 and was approved by the FDA in just June 2021, we don't have any data on the long-term impacts of the use of this drug. So what happens when you are on Ozempic for 10 years, 20 years? What does it do to your body? What does it do to your insulin mechanism? What does it do to your brain? We really don't know. For the time being, the fortunes of the Danish economy are hanging by the pharma industry, and the Danish economy, the pharma industry and the food industry seem to be at a crossroad. Denmark is in a position where it looks like the tail is wagging the dog, and the fortunes of this one company can raise or drop the fortunes of the entire country. Let's see how this plays out and what happens in the coming days. With that, I come to the end of this particular podcast. I'll bring another one very soon. Have a great weekend.